Who is it?
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and I am joined in studio by Chuck Moss, President, and Norma Page, Vice President of the 100 Men Who Cook. And on Saturday, November 30th, there will be a gala, and it's going to be a fundraiser, and they will be hosting their annual Black Tie Gala to raise funds for community-nominated local grassroots organizations. So thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Now, okay, I've read some things, but I want to get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, regarding this event. But also, too, I'd like to find out how this came to be. I mean, you've got 100 men who are in the kitchen and, manning the pots and the pans and everything else. So if one of you or both of you could just give me just a little bit of history of how this came to be.
Originally, the 100 Men Who Cook was brought to Denver in 1985 by Miss Vivian Kerr, who at that time was in charge of the United Negro College Fund. It was in conjunction with the Parade of Stars, which all the big name stars were part of this, and Vivian started the 100 Men Who Cook here in Denver. And about 10 years ago, Norma and I, we'd done this for many, many years for different organizations. And about 10 years ago, Norma and I decided we should do this for ourselves. So we officially became a nonprofit organization in 2013. This is our seventh year of doing the 100 Men Who Cook here in Denver as our own nonprofit.
Okay, now I do have a couple questions. I mean, how did we get to the number 100? And then will there be 100 men there that night cooking? And what is kind of some of the details that are going on? Because I know that there's going to be, I mean, you've got soups, stews, entrees, you've got fried ribs, rib tips, pig's feet, shrimp, Caribbean codfish. Okay, and getting kind of hungry now. I'm like, why are we talking about this if there's no food in my face, but present in front of me. But anyway, but there's some great food that's going to be cooked. And so how did you all get these men to help out? And will there be 100 men, or a little bit of the origin on that as well?
Well, again, it's the 100 men was just a fine number. Okay. And we actually recruit 100 to 120 men every year. Okay. Because it's been in this community since 1985, there are men that are very familiar with it, but we're happy to say we have a lot of young gentlemen that are coming on board now, too. So we see a transition taking place, but they just love it. There are men, surprisingly, that either have a specialty dish or really enjoy cooking, and it's not that difficult. Once the word goes out that registration is open, they just come.
They show up, and they're ready with money and with an appetite. So that's a, yes. That's a good thing. Now, there are, it says your model offers an opportunity to reach a wider range of underserved youth by supporting multiple grassroots organizations. So some of these grassroots organizations, athletics and beyond, Music and Leadership Institute, different things like that. But when I was reading it, it said we select 3 beneficiaries and support them financially for a 3-year period.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens at the end of the... Or how are they selected, like, first of all?
So there is a criteria that has been set. You have to have a proven track record of at least 3 years of having been registered with the Secretary of State of Colorado and letters of recommendations. And then we asked, of course, what the funds will be utilized for. We fund for a 3-year period because as a nonprofit, we understand how difficult raising funds can be. The organizations that we select do tremendous work with youth in our community, and so we want them to not worry once they're selected where money will be coming from for the next year. The amount that we give them is based on how much money we raise, so the more the community supports us, the more money we can give and pour into our community to these small organizations.
Okay, and then I know you all have some sponsors. You've got Comcast, Xcel Energy, Brookfield Properties, and then also, too, Urban Spectrum, because you all are in their magazine. Mm-hmm. You're right on the front. Well, as soon as you open up the front cover, you're right there. So, and it's talking about you've got a few comedians who are coming out to support as well. So host is Shed G, but we also have A-Train, AD, Almost Delivered. So, you've got a few people here. There's DJ Ketone. Okay, DJ Ketone. So you've got some celebrities here to support, different things like that. Silent auction, and how are some other, I know, because it's not just purchase the ticket. There's a few other things that are going to be happening that night besides the great food.
In the past, we've had entertainment for our entertainment. We've had such artists as Mary Louise Lee, Ron Ivory and such.
Linda Styles.
But this year we decided to try something different. So we came up with a comedy explosion. A-Train, who is out of Jacksonville, Florida, has been our comedian or MC for many years. So when we came up with the idea of a comedy explosion, mm-hmm. we recruited these comedians. You notice we also have two women comedians mm-hmm. as well.
So that would be, is it Shanae? Shanae mm-hmm. Ross, okay, and
Tahira,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Tahira Harris, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. please don't. I'm sorry if I butchered your name, Tahira. I'm so sorry.
<That's okay. laughs>
But yeah, so, and then I think that's good as well. So there's a little diversity there, male and female, so that's
yes.
a good thing. And, you know, even though it's 100 men who cook, they're letting the ladies in, so that works as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these organizations as well, you know, you've got Athletics and Beyond. They assist inner-city youth and help them to become successful student athletes. You've got MLI, which was formerly known as Jazz CFE Cafe. So a little bit of history on those two?
So the Athletics and Beyond has been in operation for 13 years. They put their hands on about 2,500 students in a year's time. It's not just preparing them to be athletes, but they have mentoring programs. They have tutoring. They prepare them for their SATs. So they do an awful lot more. They get to shadow professionals in different career tracks. Just phenomenal work. And they work with them from elementary school through college. And part of their mission is to have students come back and give back to the organization. So you see this cycle of mentors being created by Athletics and Beyond. Music and Leadership Institute is a fabulous program. This is about the third iteration. And basically, students are taught to the appreciation and history of music. Primarily, it's the type of jazz that you hear on Kuvo.
Okay.
And then the leadership component. And again, they're assisted with their classwork and just taught analytical thinking, and a lot of technology is involved with what they do. And they meet once a week with students.
Okay. Now, there was something that I read too. It says each year the gala changes colors of the affair to add more spice. And this year the signature colors will be black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a black tie. Is this a black tie affair?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean, though, by the changing of the colors? Did we have red last year and blue next year? Or what's happening?
Well, when we started, we associated the colors we had a very creative branding agent. And we started to have colors to coincide with food. So our very first year, it was purple to okay. signify eggplant. Then we did crushed pepper. Then we did carrot,
okay.
Broccoli, blueberry. We did silver, which was supposed to be mushroom. So we started running out of food colors, and we thought a black and white gala would be something fun. And we might recycle next year unless we can think of some other colors of food.
To get out there, okay. And, okay, so let's go back to the food again because, you know, people are coming because it's, you know, 100 men who were cooking. So will they be seeing some of these gentlemen behind the stations prepping and doing the work and everything else, or what?
The chefs prepare their food at their residence.
Okay.
They bring their food prepared to the hotel. We keep it warm or cold, depending on what the food is. At the time of serving, they will serve their dishes to our customers right from chafing dishes in a prepared area. They have chef assistants to assist them in making sure we have enough food for everyone. And our guests just walk from station to station to station and get as much food as they want. And a variety of food.
All right. And then something, I'm like, we have to track down the man who makes this because I saw sweet potato pecan pie. Because pecan pie, I don't care what's happened at Thanksgiving. That's my favorite one. I could care less. But sweet potato pecan pie, that sounds amazing. I mean, so we've got desserts here, some scalloped potatoes, cheesy hash brown casserole. do they tell you all what they're going to make, or do you all say, okay, we would like something like this, and then they run with it, or how does that work as well?
They actually register online, which we still have a few slots available. Right now, we're up to 68 chefs, so we still have some room to receive a few more. And basically, they just tell us what they're going to prepare, and they need to prepare enough for 75 people, which is then broken down into sample sizes to allow usually about 200 people can sample any one particular dish. And as Chuck said, they bring it prepared, and we take it from there.
Okay, and now a few other things real quickly, because I know, if I want tickets or if I want more information, how do I find out?
Our website is 100menwhocook.co, as in Colorado. It's 100menwhocook.co. And you can find everything online about our beneficiaries, pictures of past events, as well as purchase tickets.
Okay, because I know from this interview as well, I will put a link to that website as well, so that'll be fine. And then I just want to just make sure, Saturday, November 30th, from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m., it's going to be at the Renaissance Denver Hotel, 3801 Quebec Street.
Yes.
Okay. So, Norma, I have a question. I know we were talking about the silent auction. People can buy tickets. Are there other ways that that you all raise money during this event?
Yes, we have a Casino Royale,
which
is very nice. Now, people start out with vouchers. We give them vouchers that they can play, and then they're able to purchase more and continue to play, and then we give prizes. There's a top prize, which will probably be round-trip tickets anywhere in the United States and the Caribbean and Puerto Rico. We also will do a paddle raise, so we ask people to be prepared for that, where we have an auctioneer hoping that people will give more once they learn more about our mission and our beneficiaries. And we also will have a drawing where we have some pretty nice prizes there.
Norma and I would like to stress our deep appreciation to all of our volunteers. Mm-hmm. This is volunteer-driven. Our volunteers, some have been with us the entire time that we've started this event, and our deep appreciation to all of our volunteers.
Now I have a question. So some of the children who benefit from this, do they come back at some point and try to help any of the organizations?
As a matter of fact, our beneficiary, Colorado Battalion Cotillion, Inc., mm-hmm. They were one of our beneficiaries for the past 3 years, and they work with high school seniors.
Okay.
And so every year they come and they support with getting the chef's food from the loading area into the holding station. So they do come back. They help with setting up the tables, things of that nature. But the event itself is for 21 and over.
21.
So, okay. Yeah, we ask people to not bring your children.
Oh, that's good. It's a black tie affair. So, yeah. So, and I'm sure there might be some, you know, cocktails or different things. So.
Exactly.
But you're not good for the children. They might want it. Like the 17-year-olds might go, yeah, but yeah. No.
And the other thing I think that's key, you noted some of the dishes, mm-hmm. but we have a People's Choice Award.
Oh.
So that's why we have them in different categories. So we have 6 different categories where it's people are able to vote on their favorite dish in any one of those categories, and then those chefs receive bragging rights as well as a wonderful gift.
Oh, nice. Okay, so there's a nice little payback. Yeah, competition, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. healthy competition, but a nice little payback as well for, mm-hmm. you know, for their time and their effort. I know, Chuck, Norma, we spoke, you know, just a little bit about MLI, which is formerly known as Jazz Cafe and Athletics and Beyond. They're not the only beneficiaries, is that correct? There's other organizations?
We have a fabulous new group, Vision Performing Arts Company, or College Prep, and they work with students in the performance arena. So every year they do a production of The Wiz every summer. They have slam competitions. So they work with students on stage presence. It's just a fabulous program. They support us. We do another event in the summer, the Harvest Festival, and they're responsible for all of the youth entertainment. So they train them. They work closely with the Black Arts Festival and their youth pavilion. But it's a wonderful thing to see these young children singing, dancing. So they do it all.
Well, I want to say thank you both very much for stopping by. And once again, you're listening to this, so please go out and support. It will be on Saturday, November 30th, right after Thanksgiving. So you're home. You're like, you need something to do.
Tired of turkey.
Yeah, you're tired of turkey. You want something different. Tom, the turkey's done. You know, you want a little something different. And even if you're not a meat eater, I'm sure there's going to be vegan, vegetarian options there as well.
Yes.
For everyone. So come out to support a great cause. Saturday, November 30th, 100 Men Who Cook. It's a black tie fundraiser from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Renaissance Denver Hotel at 3801 Quebec Street. We'll have more information available on the website, and there'll be a link as well to the 100 Men Who Cook website as well. So thank you both for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.